This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The move to take funding from abortion business Planned Parenthood was blocked by a filibuster in the U.S. Senate. While Senator Patty Murray of Washington State was indignant,
"It is deeply disappointing that we are even having this debate because extreme Republicans have attacked Planned Parenthood and women's health so many times before."
It was Texas Senator John Cornyn who may have recognized Monday's pending outcome and offered opponents a warning.
"This is the beginning of the fight to regain America's conscience and the fight to restore the law that's been on the books for 40 years when it comes to taxpayer funding of abortions."
The bill won a majority, but abortion-friendly senators, mostly Democrats with a few Republicans like Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, held to the filibuster. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. Urban Cleveland is home to one of Ohio's strongest opponents of abortion. Bill Patman has introduced legislation in the Buckeye State to defund Planned Parenthood, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has canceled state contracts with the abortion giant in the wake of the specimen for sale scandal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.